This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Flipping a coin may not be the best way to settle disputes. A team of mathematicians claims to have proved that if you start with a coin on your thumb, heads up, then flip it in the air and catch it in your hand, it's more likely to land heads up than tails. The bias is very, very slight, but as NPR's David Kestenbaum reports, the researchers say it is real.
It's hard to think of anything more iconically random than a coin toss. Coin tosses kick off football games. They've even been used to settle tied elections. All of which got statistician Percy Diaconis wondering, is the outcome of a coin flip really just a matter of chance? A while ago, he asked some engineers at Harvard to make him a mechanical coin flipper.
And they made a gadget. It looks like a real Rube Goldberg device. It's got a ratchet on the right, and a coin sits on a spring. When you turn the ratchet depresses the spring, the coin goes ping.
The coin flies through the air and lands in a cup. Diaconis now works at Stanford University. He brought the machine into a studio there to demonstrate. You may be surprised to learn that when flipped in exactly the same way, the coin lands the same way up every time.
I'm turning a ratchet, and now the coin is going up, and it lands in a cup, and it came up heads. And it's heads again, and I promise it's heads. And when the technician demonstrated it to me, I went ballistic, because he did it 50 out of 50. Ping, bam.
So the randomness is introduced entirely by us sloppy humans. We flip the coin high, low, tumbling fast or slow, have to lurch to catch it. In fact, even the machine is very touchy. If it's not set up just right, you don't get the run of perfect landings.
And actually, the little machine has a piece of tape on the spring, and I ask the technician, well, what's that tape doing there? And he said, oh, if you don't have that tape there, it's hasta luego.
But Diaconis, with some colleagues, has now done some more research. They used high-speed cameras and equations scribbled out in an Italian restaurant, and it turns out that even though humans are largely unpredictable and unreliable coin flippers, there is a built-in bias as to which way up the coin lands.
A sure conclusion from mathematics and the experimental evidence is that coins, when they're tossed by real people, are biased. They're biased in the following way. If the coin starts up heads, it's more likely that it ends up heads.
The reason for this is slightly complicated. First, it turns out that when you flip a coin, it doesn't just tumble end over end. It also rotates like pizza dough does when it's thrown in the air. Try this at home.
If you take out a quarter, and if you hold it in your hand, and you have George Washington facing you, and if you flip it, you know, give it a real flip and catch it in your hand, what you'll find is that a lot of the time, George Washington, he's no longer lined up with you. He might be pointed to the right.
Diaconis found something else, too. Sometimes, when you flip a coin, it looks like it's flipping over and over in the air, but it's not. It's going through strange contortions and never actually turns over.
What I did was to take a very light piece of ribbon, attach it to the coin, scotch tape, I'm afraid, and then keep the ribbon flat so that it's you know, just flat in front of me. It's a ribbon about 3 feet long. And now I'm going to flip the coin. I've got it on the ribbon.
4 times out of 100, the ribbon does not get twisted at all. The coin has not flipped.
I can remember the first time it landed, and I started to unwind it to see how many times it twisted, and I didn't have to unwind it at all. The ribbon was perfectly flat, and I said, you're not going to believe this, and it just was like a magic trick happening in my own hands.
To evaluate how the rotation and the weird tumbling behavior of coins affects the outcome of a typical toss, Diaconis teamed up with several colleagues, including Richard Montgomery and Susan Holmes. They filmed people flipping coins with a high-speed camera. They measured different aspects of the tosses, the range of spins the coins had, the different velocities. Then they plugged the results into equations that predicted how all the possible tosses would behave. The results were surprising.
The coin, when it's flipped, spends more time with its original side up than down. No matter how vigorously you flip it, you could flip it up to the moon.
If it were pure chance, you'd get 50-50. 50% heads, 50% tails. Diaconis says that instead, if the coin starts out heads, it will land heads 51% of the time.
That'll be refined. I have hopes it's bigger, but it's at least 51%.
Do you think a lot of things that we think are random really aren't random?
that's the real reason I undertook this this course of research. People are always assuming things are random, and they're usually not so random.
You may be saying to yourself, if this is true, why hasn't it been noticed before? Why not just flip coins and see? But in order to see this tiny 1% effect, Diaconis predicts, it would take 10,000 flips, and that would take a lot of time. Diaconis says he's thinking of organizing a massive coin flip in statistics classes across the country. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
Now, we should add, before the flood of email comes in from all those football fans, that in the kickoff coin toss, the coin is not caught but allowed to bounce on the ground. That introduces an extra complication, one mathematicians have yet to sort out. Comedian Bill Cosby, however, spent some time thinking about the pre-kickoff coin toss, and he thought it had been underutilized.
At the beginning of every football game, a referee comes out and he introduces the two team captains, and then he flips a coin. Captain Hobbs, this is Captain Sobers. Captain Sobers, this is Captain Hobbs. Call the toss there, Captain Hobbs. Captain Hobbs called heads, it's tails. You lose the toss, your team wins. What will you do, Captain? Now he'll do whatever is to his advantage. We will receive, we will receive. All right, Jim. This team here will receive, they will receive. And what will these guys do? They will kick off, they will kick off. All right? This team here will kick off, they will kick off. All right? Now, I was thinking that perhaps what would happen, suppose way back in history, if you had a referee before every war and a guy called a toss. Let's go to the Revolutionary War. Okay. Captain Hobbs to the British, this is Captain Sobers to the settlers. Captain Sobers to the settlers, Captain Hobbs to the British. Call a toss there, British. British call heads, it's tails. You lose the toss, British settlers win. What we do, settlers? All right, the settlers say that during the war, they will wear any color clothes that they want to, shoot from behind the rocks, the trees, and everywhere. Says your team must wear red and march in a straight line.
Bill Cosby from his 1963 album, Bill Cosby is a Really Funny Fellow. Right.